Thank you for joining us live from Washington. This is Chris Gande.
And I'm Jonga Kandemiri.
Here are our top stories this evening.
A cash-strapped Zimbabwe asks the African Development Bank to cancel its debt to the financial institution, saying this would help in jump-starting the country's ailing economy.
Because of their rules and regulations, we cannot enjoy the benefits of our membership, meaning we cannot access concessionary borrowing from them unless we clear our arrears.
The civil servants vow to resist efforts to cut their salaries or freeze salary hikes, saying the government should first ensure prices of basic commodities are reduced.
It's a very difficult thing to do because salaries are very political, and hence civil servants will not just take it lying down.
And the African Union is scaling up efforts to fight and contain the Ebola virus that has affected Western Africa.
Virtually, all the countries are taking precautions, so it's not just only Southern Africa. And we intend to continue to do this even in the post-Ebola through the setup of the African CDC that we are working together with our partner at the US CDC to commence in July.
Finance Minister Patrick Chinamasa today appealed to the African Development Bank to cancel the country's debt to the financial institution, saying this would help in jump-starting the country's ailing economy. Thomas Chiripasi has more details from Harare.
Minister Chinamasa met a 10-member delegation of the AFDB executive that is on a week-long visit in Harare and appealed for debt relief from the financial institution. He said if the AFDB cancels Zimbabwe's $500 million debt, other international money lending institutions were most likely to follow suit, adding this would help revive the country's struggling economy.
Because of their rules and regulations, we cannot enjoy the benefits of our membership, meaning we cannot access concessionary borrowing from them unless we clear our arrears. So I've tried to appeal to the bank to come up with a mechanism that will help us clear those arrears. I'm aware that they've done it with respect to other countries, and my appeal to them is that they should bend over backwards to assist us so that we become part of the global economy.
FDB Executive Director and Head of the Bank's Zimbabwe Mission, Aliu Momodungum, would not say whether his institute would consider Zimbabwe's request for debt relief.
And our assistance to the country is not only to the public sector through government. We also very aware that really to accelerate the advancement of the country, we need to address the private sector. And we've discussed with the minister that being in arrears with the ADB does not exclude the ADB supporting the private sector.
The Harare administration has an external debt overhang of nearly $10 billion that the country has been failing to service. In 2014, the IMF spanned Harare's request for debt relief under the heavily indebted poor countries HIPIC initiative, saying Zimbabwe was not poor enough. The HIPIC initiative was used in countries like Zambia to settle its debt. Meanwhile, the FDB delegation is expected to tour all the projects funded by the bank during its mission. The bank has funded the Lake Harvest Fish Farm project to the tune of $8 million, and the project on the eastern shores of the Lake Kariba is being used as a model for sustainable development projects in Africa. At the end of its mission, the AFDB delegation is expected to meet President Robert Mugabe before heading to Mozambique. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Thomas Chiripasi.